ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। स्तनौ व्यञ्जित कैसौरो संवृतौ निरन्तरौ वस्त्रान्तेन निगूहन्तीम् वीडया गजगामिनीम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पज बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन। विद द एंड ऑफ द सारी द वुमेन वॉज ट्राइंग टू कवर हर ब्रिस्ट्स विच वेयर equally round and well placed side by side. She again and again tried to cover them out of shyness while she walked exactly like a great elephant. Purport. Two brits represents attachment and envy. The symptom of raga and dvesha, attachment and envy, are described in Bhagavad Gita 3:34. Indriya indriyartharthe raga dvesho vivasthito tayor na basam agachet tau hi asya parpanthino. Attraction and repulsion for sense objects are felt by embodied beings. But one should not fall under the control of senses and sense objects, because they are stumbling blocks on the path of self-realization. These representative of attachment and envy are very much unfavorable for advancement in spiritual life. One should not be attracted by the brits of a young woman. The great saint Shankaracharya has described the brits of women, especially young women, as nothing but a combination of muscles, bloods, and one should not be attracted by the illusory energy of raised breasts with nipples. They are agents of Maya meant to victimize the opposite sex. Because the breasts are equally attractive, they are described as samvritau. The sex impulse remains in an old man's heart also, even up to the point of death. To be rid of such agitation, one must be very much advanced in spiritual consciousness. Like Yamunacharya, who said, Yad avadhi mam chetasi Krishna padarvinde nav nav rasa dhamni adyan ratno asit तद अवधि बत नारी संगमे स्मरण माने भवति मुख विकार मुख सृष्टि च। सिंस आई हैव बीन एंगेज्ड इन ट्रांसडेंटल लविंग सर्विस ऑफ कृष्ण, रियलाइजिंग एवर न्यू प्लेजर इन हिम, व्हेन एवर आई थिंक ऑफ सेक्स प्लेजर आई स्पाइट एट द थॉट एंड माय लिप्स कर्ल्स with distaste. When one is spiritually advanced, he can no longer be attracted by the lumps of flesh and blood which are the brits of young women. The word nirantaro is significant because although the brits are situated in different location, the action is the same. We should not take any distinction between two attachment, between attachment and envy. As described in Bhagavad Gita 3.37, they are both products of rag, rajogun. Kama esa krodha esa rajogun samudbhava. The word niguhantim, trying to cover, indicates that even if one is tainted by kama, lobha, krodha, etc., they can be transfigured by Krishna consciousness. In other words, one can utilize kama, lust for serving Krishna. Being impelled by lust, an ordinary worker will work hard day and night. Similarly, a devotee can work hard day and night to satisfy Krishna. Just as karmis are working hard to satisfy kama krodha, a devotee should work in the same way to satisfy Krishna. Similarly, krodha, anger can be used in the service of Krishna when it is applied for the non-devotee demons. Hanumanji applied his anger in this way. He was a great devotee of Lord Ramchandra, and he utilized his anger to set fire to the kingdom of Ravana, a non-devotee demon. Thus, kama, lust, can be utilized to satisfy Krishna, and krodha, anger, can be utilized to punish the demons. When both are used for Krishna's service, they lose their material significance and become spiritually important. Actually, the whole incident, many verses in Sanskrit, very shlil, something description. It appears that it superficially appears that this type of subject matter we should not discuss among the devotee, and especially in front of a deity in the temple. However, since this is in Srimad Bhagavatam, I will try to come on the subject matter. Let us understand. We have already discussed whole this incident we are describing since many days. Very simple description. Naraji is speaker for this verse. Naraji giving instruction to Prachin Varhi, highly celebrated personality. and he presented one allegorical presentation that here starts the whole incident. Sri Sri Krishnamal Ram ki, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ji ki, Sri Sagaur Nitai ki. So Devarsi Narad ji, this is allegorical presentation. Say imaginary presentation. As we have gone through those verses, there was a king and his name was Puranjan. Puranjan was very nice person, gentleman, the king, and he was looking for a very suitable and comfortable place to live, residence. Was looking for. And for that end, for that purpose, he walked around the surface of earth, and he did not get any suitable place to live. Eventually, in due course of looking suitable residence, he came across the Himalayan mountain, and on the southern slope of Himalaya, from the very distance, he saw a very beautiful city. And as you have heard whole description of the city, how glorious the city was. And then he saw outskirts of the city, there very nice garden, beautiful garden. And the king liked that of city as well as the garden, forest. One day we were discussing something, some glorious aspects of the garden. In that garden everything was very blissful, nice, beautiful. And of course if there is any forest, there certainly there are animals, forest animal, wild animal were living in the forest. But those animals, they have taken a very specious vow, Muni Vrat. Sanskrit text, all the their wild animals, forest animal, living in the forest, but they have taken a very specious vow. Bahut badhiya sankalp unhone liya tha. What was their vow? Muni Vrat. Muni log kya vrat liye rehte hain? What is the vow of a Muni? Muni means silence. Vow of silence. I will not speak anything. And another vow was vow of non-violence. They were never ever like they never attacked an other person. So that garden was described. Here I start. When the king was seeing that garden, Puranjan, all of a sudden, Yadriksha agatam tatra dadarsha parmada uttamam. While he was looking that, seeing the garden, he saw that an uttama parmada, like uttamadhikari. What is meaning of uttamadhikari? So uttam parmada, a woman, she was not only ordinary woman, she was very glorious or very beautiful woman. She has no any other engagement there. Yadrikshaya, out of her own accord, she was roaming around. And there the king saw the woman. First she saw the city, glorious city, place for reside, residence, and that whole description about garden around the city. And in the in the garden he saw uttamam parmadam, very beautiful woman. And also she described that she was not alone, she was protected by five hooded snake. There was snake walking behind her, and he was five hooded. Panch shirsh ahina, ahi sap sarp. And the serf was five-hooded, he was well-protected. The woman was well-protected, along with protection, she had hundreds of servants looking after her. And then, Narada described, with the eyes of Puranjan. Puranjan is looking on the woman. And description was presenting Naradji. So, it starts about the woman, Sunasa. She has very nice nose, raised nose. Not like nose of Chinese people. Raised nose. If you understand what is meaning. A kind of aesthetic siddhant, aesthetic principle, raised nice. Nose should be raised on, like the beak of parrot. Sunasa, very nice nasa, nose. Sudati, nice teeth. All 32 now, teeth were very nice, like a pomegranate seed, ripen one. Balam, she was young, she was not old. Sukapolam, her forehead, I remember, cheeks were very nice. Varanana, whole face were extremely nice. And then ears and earrings for description. Another thing. Yesterday Maharaj was describing about her dress. Pisang Nivi. Pisang means yellow, Nivi means garment, sari. Su Sreni, and then description of her waist and hips. And this dress wise. This verse talks about आप धैर्य रखिएगा. मेनी आई अंडरस्टैंड मेनी आर ब्रह्मचारी सिटिंग हियर दे हैव टेकन वाव नाउ टू डिस्कस एनीथिंग अबाउट वुमेन बट हियर इन स्तनो इन संस्कृत सिंगुलर प्लुरल अपार्ट फ्रॉम देयर टू द्विवचन स्तनो बोथ ब्रिट्स व्यंजित किशोर काय सौरव द बोथ ब्रिस्ट We are revealing that the woman was Kishor. Age was between 11 and 16 years old. 12, 13, 14, maybe maximum up to 16 years old. Kaisora. Some brito. Both were equally rounded. Nice way. Round breast. Nirantaro. There was no gap between two breasts. This is again something aesthetic description. Vastra antena, by the end of her sari, anchal, or concealation, she was trying to cover her both breasts. Vastra antena niguhanti. Why she was trying to covering? Here, very frankly description that she was trying to cover her breast by the end of her sari. Naraji doesn't describe here that she was covering her breast by t-shirts, raising her t-shirt little also that she covered. It's stronger, isn't sari. What type of, I have heard, I don't know exactly that some of Brahmachari, they don't come evening program, especially Aarti, where they are very much disturbed with this type of exposure of different limbs of women. However, Vastra Antena, by the end of the sari, end part of sari, she was trying to cover her Niguhanti Astan. She was trying to cover. आप हमें दोसा रोपण मत कीजिएगा. मैं आई आर ट्राइंग टू स्टे हियर इन द टेक्स्ट. इफ यू लर्न लिटिल संस्कृत यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड आई एम नॉट स्पीकिंग एनीथिंग आउटसाइड ऑफ द टेक्स्ट. रीड आया व्हाई सी वॉज कवरिंग आउट ऑफ साईनेस. सी वॉज साई नॉट दैट वुमेन वॉज नॉट एक्सो भट्ट कहते हैं ना इंटो भट्ट. आउट ऑफ साईनेस सी वॉज And her walk was like Gaj Gamini when she was walking as if some great elephant was walking. So this is description part. Prabhupada in this purpose has said that two breasts represents attachment and envy. Here description about breasts of the woman. Prabhupada described that there both breasts represents, one breast represents attachment and another envy, rag and dvesh. So every single living entity in this material world, they have attachment, rag and dvesh for sense gratification. I describe in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada quotes the very one of the very celebrated verse from Bhagavad Gita 3:34. Indriyasya arthe rag desho vivasthito tayor na basam akshita tau hya asya paripanthina. So in Srimad Bhagavad Gita it is imperative, it is instruction, it is advice that a living entity, if really he is serious to make spiritual advancement, if he wants some substantial progress in spiritual life, he must refrain from this thing. Kaam, rag and dvesh, attachment and envy. And in this purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about the especially lust. Srila Prabhupada has quoted in this purport Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya talks about when Shankaracharya, probably somewhere Shankaracharya gave a description of the breast of a woman, and he said that simply it's the lump of combination of flesh and blood, nothing. So no question of we are very much attracting for the flesh and blood, muscles and the blood. Shankaracharya writes one day, Dwaram kim ekam narakasya. Shankaracharya, one very small book by Shankaracharya, Prashna Uttari, Prashna and Uttar. So one question Shankaracharya, Dwaram kim ekam narakasya, narakasya ekam dwaram kim. If really you want to enter in hellish planet, what is the gate, door? Really someone, he has no any interest for elevating himself, going to heavenly planet. He wants to enter in the hellish planet. Then where, what is the gate, what is the darbaja? Dwaram ekam darbaja, dwaram kim ekam narkasya, narkasya ekam dwaram kim. Then in one word, Shankaracharya, nari, dwaram kim ekam narkasya nari. Prabhupada has quoted Shankaracharya, this, if nari is the gateway of hellish planet. And then again Prabhupada talks about we should refrain really some. And of course Prabhupada has quoted Yamunacharya. Yamunacharya talks about when I accepted Krishna consciousness, I am relishing transcendental bliss out of service of Krishna. Since then, I lost all taste, all interest in sex life. Yamunacharya, he described. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, one verse is quoted when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking with the king Pratap Rudra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has quoted one verse. Probably this is Chaitanya Chandramrita, from Chaitanya Chandramrita Nata. Talks about Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajano Mukhasya Param Param Jigameshwar Bhavsagarasya Sandarshanam Visainam Athayo Sitam Cha Ha Hanta Hanta Visvashnopya Sadhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Niskinchan, a person who has no any material possession called Niskinchan. A Niskinchan is taken a vow of Niskinchan Bhagavad Bhajan, and he is engaged in devotional service of Krishna. He has accepted devotional service and he engaged in devotional service, and same time Param Jigamishor, he has desire to cross over the material existence. First he should be Niskinchan, he should be engaged in devotional service, and same time a strong desire to cross over the material existence. For that person, for that sadhak, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talks about this is imperative for that person who is Niskinchan, engaged in devotional service, and he has desire to cross material existence. Sandarshanam Visaina, seeing, glancing over the materialistic person and seeing or glancing over the woman, it is worse than, more abominable than drinking poison. If you have option, either you have to glance over a woman or a visai. If you not, then you have to drink poison. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, which option we should accept, one who wants to cross over material existence? Drink the poison. Sandarshanam visainam athayo sitamcha ha hanta hanta vis bhashanopya sadhu. Seeing, glancing on a visai, a person who is completely engaged in sense gratification, it is, and glancing on the woman, worse than drinking poison willingly. And so, really, if someone wants to make progress in a spiritual life, he wants to revive his Krishna consciousness, that person is advised to remain away from these two representative, rag and dvesh. This is very away from this. Otherwise, it will be really, really tough for us to make progress. And here Prabhupada talks about in purport, not that you are practicing, you are not engaged in sense gratification, you are refraining yourself from sense object, doesn't mean that you have lost the taste for visaya, sense gratification. Visaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina. Nirahar, sometime for certain reason we take a vow not to eat. Nirahar, we are not accepting a sense gratification. Like on Ekadasi day, we don't eat. Many devotees do the Nirjala Ekadasi. So outwardly, they are away from sense gratification. Our Prabhupada writes one of these places that one person, if there some person is sick, he is advised not to eat certain thing, and he is not eating. This doesn't mean that Nirahari was not engaged in sense gratification, that person has lost taste or interest in sense gratification. Ras is there. आप एकादशी भूखते हैं, इसका मतलब नहीं कुछ खा नहीं रहे, लेकिन खाने की इच्छा नहीं खत्म होती है, नहीं होती है ना, होती है ना, खा नहीं रहे इसका मतलब नहीं कि फ्री फ्रॉम रो के बाद तो हम वी आर नॉट ईटिंग मीन्स द डिजायर टेंडेंसी टू इंजॉय द डिजायर रिमेन्स देयर एंड दैट डिजायर रिमेन्स अप टू द एंड ऑफ द डेथ लास्ट पॉइंट ऑफ डेथ अप टू दैट पॉइंट the desire for sense gratification is there. Though superficially, outwardly, we are not engaged in sense gratification, we have taken a vow not to go near sense object, still desire is there. So that, how that will go? Visaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina rasvarjam rasupesya param dishtvani. When we taste the higher taste, when you experience some higher taste, higher than the sense gratification, then of course sensitivity, objects of sense gratification goes away, and same time tendency, pravritti or desire for sense gratification also that goes. So Srila Prabhupada in this purport mentioned that if someone wants to raise up to that platform, here he quotes that Jamunacharya, whenever some idea or some recollection comes in mind, immediately his face becomes disgusted. He feels that I should spit on that. So how that will be possible? When we make really substantial progress in spiritual life, then automatically we will lose taste, rush for sense gratification. How can we conquer the lust and other things, kaam, krodh, lobh? Srila Prabhupada here advised in this purport. Conquering really difficult. So utilize that kaam, krodh, lobh, moh in the service of Krishna. If have krodh, here Prabhupada elaborates about krodh. Hanuman ji utilized his krodh, his anger. What he did out of anger, out of krodh, what Hanuman ji did? Set fire in the city of Lanka. Because it was a demoniac city, crowded by, inhabited by demons, and Hanuman ji has krodh, anger, so set the fire out of anger, out of krodh, Hanuman ji set fire in the whole city. Whole city was reduced in the ashes within fraction of hour. So if you have krodh and really you are struggling, you see that you can't conquer the krodh, then utilize that in the service of Krishna. So Prabhupada in this purport talks about क्रोध कुड बी यूटिलाइज, इवन लस्ट कुड बी यूटिलाइज इन द सर्विस ऑफ कृष्ण. सो दिस इज एलोगोरिकल रिप्रेजेंटेशन स्टोरी. हियर इट लुक्स लाइक वेरी क्या कहते हैं स्लील डिस्कसिंग, बट दिस रिप्रेजेंट. सो इन ऑर्डर टू मेक द स्टोरी इंटरेस्टिंग फॉर द ऑडियंस, होल दिस इन वन ऑफ द पर्पज ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद, इन वन ऑफ द पर्पज श्रील प्रभुपाद राइट्स दैट ए स्पीकर हैज राइट टू प्रेजेंट कथा इन इंटरेस्टिंग वे, बट सेम टाइम ही शुड नॉट give some unknown meaning of any verse. Obscure meaning should not be presented. So theme, we have no any right to change the theme. However, a speaker has right to present the subject matter in interesting way according to place and circumstances. So I think whatever I wanted to say, I have finished. If any question or comment, so please. Higher taste, lower or higher taste, jante hai na? We derive, when we eat here khichdi, a certain type of taste we derive. And when the fish day, it's a nice, some sweet rice and rasgulla here, that also we derive the taste. The both tastes are not on equal platform. Eating a dry chapati and eating sumptuous feast, so you cannot gradual. One is inferior, another superior. Material sense. Here, but higher, this material taste, sense enjoyment, it is inferior. When in Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu, many whole material sense enjoyment, it is multiplied 100 times, then it is equal to the pleasure we derive in heavenly planet, Swarga Sukh. And all Swarga Sukh is multiplied by millions of times, then it is equal to Sukha of Brahma, pleasure of Brahma. And the Brahma pleasure, delight of Brahma is multiplied millions of times. This is equal to pleasure of mukti, liberation. And even mukti sukh, bliss or pleasure of mukti is multiplied millions of times. Then it is equal to one drop of the ocean of a devotional service. Don't compare with whole ocean. Take one drop from ocean of devotional service, and that is equal to the millions time multiplied they say mukti sukh. So in this sense, as well as when we get spiritual bliss, spiritual delight, immediately we lose our material delights. So in this sense, it is superior and higher taste means lower taste is material delights, material happiness, and higher taste, spiritual delight, spiritual pleasure, adhyatmik sukh, transcendental pleasure.
Srila Prabhupada, he has explained in this particular chapter that, yeah, the attachment between and man and woman is the greatest bondage in this material world. So he says that man should not be attached to woman. But he says that woman, if there is little bit attachment to the husband and wife, it's better, because even at the time of death, if he can't remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but if he can remember his husband, but she can get like man's body. So would you kindly elaborate on
this? I accept. Nice. Aap nahi na chahte hain ki koi aapko remember kare. Kisi ko avsar dena chahte hain. At least I can deliver one living entity by remembering me towards them. Theek hai, waise complete okay. I अभी किसी को अवसर नहीं देना चाहते हैं ना कि रिम एक आदमी कम से एटलीस्ट ही शुड बी एलिवेटेड. ओके
हरे कृष्ण महाराज. थैंक यू.
राज विद्या या सर्व विद्या की राजधानी. बोलिए क्या कहना चाहते हैं
महाराज. माई लाइक क्वेश्चन इज वाई नारद मुनि जी इज एक्सप्लेनिंग सो लाइक इन दिस वे दिस होल डिस्क्रिप्शन टू पुरंजन और taking example of why is what's the reason
when I will meet Narad ji I will ask directly. What I can say Maharaj,
Narad Muni is simply describing this very elaborately why to show the foolishness of our senses and our perception. Because if these descriptions are not given, then you will think everything is hokey-dory. So Narada is actually going in very detail to see how foolish we are, that we get so excited by these, you know, as Prabhupada says, bile, mucus and blood and pus. So it's not that Narada Muni is talking some very, in a pornographic way. He's talking about opening our eyes. He's showing us reality that this is what real illusion is. Of course, you know, we are sitting here thinking, oh, Narada is talking like this. Why? Because we are on a very lowest platform and we are so illusioned that we think Narada is on the same platform. But Narada is beyond that. So he is actually trying to open our eyes through the recitation of the story of King Puranjan. So, you know, we are the Puranjans of this world. And if you want to get out of darkness, then of course you have to listen to Narada Muni and how to come out of this darkness.
Our any other question? We have... No, probably we have few minutes. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki,